the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hello and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together, we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. Hello, 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 mamas. So, gosh, it's winter solstice. It's the holiday hustle and bustle. It's that time of year when there is just so much going on. So much energy, so much excitement, and oftentimes for us mamas, so much friggin' stress. And I know my last episode, I talked a little bit about some herbs that can support the nervous system and really help us manage some of that stress, but I'm going to continue to riff on that a bit more in this episode. And I want to share a really tasty recipe with you that's going to help with managing stress. It's going to keep your taste buds happy. It's also going to be great for your gut health, improve immune health, and keep you warm during these super duper cold winter months. And I'm not sure if I'm really doing this episode for you or honestly for me. The holiday season for me, like as much as I want to love it and I love seeing the light in my child's eyes and her excitement and I love to get together with my family, I also recognize that I'm very fortunate I get to get together with my family and not everybody does. And I still get incredibly burnt out. I think I put these really high expectations on myself as a mother to make this perfect Christmas for my child. And the more I look into it and the more, you know, I'm older, I'm working on a lot of like healing of myself and my inner child and all of these things. And I think I go above and beyond and really stress myself out for my child to heal where I was not satisfied as a dog, as a kid. Like my mom worked her booty off. She was a single mom working three jobs and she tried so hard, but I had such high expectations every year and there was just no way she could meet them as the single mom. And it broke my heart, honestly. And whether, you know, I don't even know why I'm saying this to you on a podcast into the masses. Like, I may regret recording this later. I don't know, but I'm in the moment and I'm feeling it. And I wonder how many of you out there also just feel burnt out during the holiday season. This is honestly my first year that I'm not hustling back and forth from event to event, packing up so many orders of herbal teas and herbal products and shipping things out and navigating all the shipping fiascos. Like, that stuff is super stressful. And I've been so grateful that more of my time this year I've been spending with my daughter. And it was actually last year around this time that she had a bad day at school. And her teacher was like, I don't know what's happening. She's usually the most kind person here, but she was really, really mean. And so I like sat and chatted with her and I'm like, what's going on? And she broke down and cried. And she was like, I don't want any presents for Christmas. I just want you and Dad not to work so much. Dagger to the heart. And she was so right. Like, Chris, my partner, and I, we were both working so hard at my herbal products business. We had this huge order to go out to REI, and it was such a stressful thing. And then we were, yeah, slinging ourselves from market to market, the setup, the breakdown. Kudos to all of you doing markets. You work so hard doing what you're doing. But it was at that moment that I was like, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes next year to make sure that I can give more time to my daughter. She deserves this. At that point, I didn't know that it meant that I was going to close down my herbal product line, Mountain Mel's, that I loved so much and worked really, really hard at. But now I can look and say, oh, wow, that manifested just as it needed to. I made the decision to focus on teaching and to help more moms use plants as medicine, right? I do that with Apothecary Mama, my online herbal mentorship. And in February, I'm launching Medicine Making Mama to teach you all how to make your own remedies, but make them like really effective and know that they're going to work well for you. And that to me, it lights my fire. It really keeps my soul happy to be able to teach and to share this knowledge that I've spent so much time to obtain and really to be able to spend more time with my daughter. So back to the holidays, I'm really letting out all the mushy stuff to you guys on this lesson. I promise you're going to get a good recipe and you're going to learn some cool things about herbs too. But I don't know. I just got back from a little meditation on the river that was very, very needed because I have been neglecting my own self-care through this time, trying to make these holidays perfect, and they're never perfect. And I think so many of us as moms really just put this high pressure, these big expectations on ourselves. And it's really hard to get away from because we have social media. We have all the Instagram perfect moms and the perfect trees and the piles of presents all over all these families and their perfectly clean houses. And really? Is that how it is everywhere? Are those people not also feeling the stress of the excess hustle and bustle? I mean, I know there's magic in it, and I'm here for the magic too, you know? But I just also want to be real, and I want to talk about how we as moms can thrive and how important it is for us to take that time for ourselves, even though sometimes it feels absolutely impossible to do. But even if we can take time away, 5 minutes in another room alone to breathe, or if we can find herbs to support us through all of this, that is what really can also be a great helper. And one of my favorite herbs to support me through all the stress and as a great immunomodulator as well is ashwagandha. So the recipe I'm going to share with you will definitely have ashwagandha in there. It's a great adaptogenic herb. It helps your body adapt to various stressors. And when I was in the peak of my stress in my herbal products business, which got really, really high, guys, really, really, really high. In fact, my naturopath was like, wow, if this were any other human, they would be completely debilitated. But here you are just trucking on. I wonder if the herbs I'm using are working for me. And she looked at me because, you know, sometimes when you use them on a day-to-day thing and you're always there doing it, you kind of almost, at least I do, I almost forget how powerful they are. They're like such a part of my life. I've been studying them for so long. I've been using them for so long that it's like, are these working? Are they doing the thing? And she just looked at me like, yes, they are doing the things for you, because if you weren't taking them, you would not be feeling as well as you do. Anyways, when I take that ashwagandha, it really helps me adapt to the various stressors really, really clearly. And when I forget it, that's when I'm like, oh my God, stress, total breakdown. And it's super unfun. Anyways, again, it's like, it's winter solstice, y'all. We are officially at the shortest day of the year, the longest night. We are returning to the light so that we can shine brighter. And I don't know about y'all, but I need that. I am so excited to see my plant friends start to pop up again in a few weeks to months or whatever it may be. And, you know, I live in the Pacific Northwest and we are about to get blasted with an ice storm over the next couple of days. And it's been incredibly cold throughout the entire West Coast. So I wanted to talk a little bit about herbs that we can use to keep warm through the winter. So this is going to be really helpful for you if you are somebody who has cold fingers and toes all the time. Maybe you like to wear a lot of sweaters and layers or scarves because you just tend to run cold. Sometimes bringing warming herbs that are circulatory stimulants to get blood to those extremities, to those fingers and toes, can be incredibly helpful for you, to keep you warm, to support you. And the cool thing is, like, so many of these herbs that you can use are also amazing for your digestive health. They're also amazing for your immune health. They can improve your circulatory health and so much more. It's like, you know, it's several classes in and of itself. We're about to do a class all on warming herbs inside of Apothecary Mama next week. If you want to join us, you totally can. Sure, there's a button somewhere that says join us, and we'd love to have you there. But anyways, these things are so incredibly helpful. And one of them, ginger. Ginger is absolutely wonderful in so many ways. It's very, very warming. You can use it topically. Mamas who deal with menstrual cramps, holy moly, ginger can be great. You can do like a nice little ginger pack if you want and place it over the pelvis or the uterine area to get a little warmth and heat in there. You can drink it in an herbal tea. I really like to use the fresh rhizome, just sliced in tiny little chunks. It will go a long, long way. Let it steep for as long as you possibly can and drink it. Drink it throughout the day. It's going to help immensely. If you want, you can add a little pinch of cayenne in there and some nice local raw honey, which is going to have some great antimicrobial effects to it. So I know that a lot of people have been dealing with sickness floating in and out of their homes lately. And gosh, if you can support the immune system by having some tasty, yummy honey around, total win, if you ask me. Total, total win. So a nice little tea with ginger and cayenne can go a long way. Or if you have kiddos and they want some of the tea with ginger, use cinnamon instead of the cayenne, because the cayenne does get pretty hot for sure. Another way you can use cayenne to warm you is, okay, this one's fun, and it's one of my little tricks I did when I was a wilderness therapist. So way back when I was cool and in my 20s, my job was to take at-risk high school kids out hiking in the backcountry for 6 weeks. I worked 8 days on, 6 days off. They were out there for a minimum of 6 weeks. They were not happy to be there. We were out there, rain, sleet, snow, you name it. And so one of the things that we would do to ensure we kept warm fingers and toes was to put some cayenne pepper in our socks and our gloves.
I will warn you, doing it with the gloves can be really, really dangerous. Be super duper careful when it comes to taking those gloves off and touching mucosal tissues of your body. If you touch your eyeballs, it will burn. If you touch your nose, your mouth, it will burn. If you touch other special areas, those will burn too. It's not the kind of spice in life you're looking for. So be able to wash your hands for sure. Or just use it in the socks and don't really do it in the gloves. Again, you can do some of that with a nice ginger oil also is going to help bring some circulation there. You can add cinnamon to the tea. One thing I like to do, my daughter loves cinnamon, thankfully, but I'll make a really healthy version of hot cocoa. So I'll do raw cacao powder. I love to make homemade coconut milk because you just get this best flavor and this super fatty goodness for your body. So we do raw cacao, homemade coconut milk, raw honey. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And with great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways. When they're well made. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need, and of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now. And then we can add in some cinnamon for hers. I love to spice mine up with cayenne as well. And it's super duper delicious. I think that you'll love it. And if you need some help with adapting to the stress, or if your kiddos need some help with adapting to the stress, this is a point where you can put ashwagandha in there too. So if you have some ashwagandha powder, you might want to just simmer that in there with the coconut milk and the cinnamon, and then add the raw cacao and the honey when it's done simmering.
That will be absolutely amazing, super duper nourishing. The ashwagandha is not only adaptogenic, but it's a great immunomodulator. So it's going to strengthen, support, and nourish the immune system all year long. Really going to help out with kiddos dealing with ADHD and with anxiety and all of those kinds of things. So hot cocoa. That wasn't the recipe I'm here to share with you.
But I hope you wrote some of that idea down and you try it because your kiddos will be super duper happy. And so will your taste buds and so will you. So I think that's all a great bonus. But what I really wanted to share with you and what I'm making some of my for myself tonight is a golden milk. And I love it because it's absolutely delicious. There are so many incredible health benefits, again, from helping with gut health, lowering blood sugar levels, boosting the immune system, reducing pain, improving liver function, supporting brain function, easing inflammation. So many different ways that a really good quality golden milk will help you. So grab a pen. I'm going to give you my recipe right now. If I am really savvy and smart, I will get this up on my website for you. Soon, I will try, but I love to do 1 cup of coconut milk, 1 cinnamon stick, 1 chunk of fresh turmeric. If you don't have fresh turmeric, totally fine. You can use about 1/2 teaspoon of dried turmeric. You can do 1 chunk of ginger. When I say 1 chunk, we're talking about 1 inch. Maybe something about as big as your thumb size could go really, really crazy. And you just want to basically slice it thinly. You want to do about 1/4 teaspoon of black peppercorns, which are going to increase the bioavailability of the turmeric and all the other good medicine. 2 whole cloves. You've already got the stick of cinnamon, but I like to do a dash of ground cinnamon on top as well. And basically what you'll do is with a mortar and pestle, you will crush all the peppercorns and the cloves. Ooh, add some cardamom in there too. Just like 4 cardamom pods will go a long, long way. And then put your super fatty milk into the saucepan and simmer it on low with all the ingredients except for the honey. Save the honey for later. And simmer it for about 10 minutes or so. Then you can strain it and pour it into a mug and add as much honey as you like. Here's the great tip, though. If you want to add in ashwagandha or maybe even astragalus, both of those herbs are immunomodulators, so they are going to strengthen and support the immune system all year long. They are also both great adaptogenic herbs, so it's just going to give that wonderful amount of support that we really need. I do recommend that you take them more on a long-term basis so that they can really do the work that they are so, so good at. And it'll be amazing, you guys. It'll be really, really wonderful. It's just a super tasty treat. And I personally am really feeling the need for special tasty treats that warm me up from the inside out, that make me feel good so that I can make others feel good. Which really is like this kind of selfish revolving cycle. The whole reason I do what I do as an herbalist and as an herbal teacher is because I get intoxicated sharing this stuff with you. It feels really, really good to me when I connect with my mamas inside of Apothecary Mama. It feels amazing. Knowing that that community of women are there and that they are helping to spread herbalism like wildflowers. They are sharing these things with their family. They are making new concoctions and new remedies on a regular basis, and seeing all of it is the most beautiful honor. It is such an honor, and it feels amazing, you guys. Like I'm crying. I'm feeling tears well up in me, and gosh, if you've listened to this podcast this long, kudos to you. I've just been a big old pile of emotional mush in here, but I really just wanted to bring some realness out and let
any of you mamas that are out there and you're struggling this time of year, and maybe you struggle this time of year every year, I've talked to so many moms that have like ordered all these gifts on the Christmas wish list and now the shipping isn't getting them there on time. And like, we work hard to get that stuff done early. It's happened to us. Like, my partner is literally out shopping for me now because everything I tried to purchase early and on time is now no longer making it on time. So it's stressful, guys. Like, we need that extra hullabaloo. Okay. I thank you if you have listened this far. I'm not going to ramble too much more. I do want you to stay warm and cozy. Get some black pepper in your food to improve your digestion. Use that honey to make things taste really good. Use the turmeric. It is super warming. It's great if you're dealing with pain and inflammation in your body. Use that ginger. Use the cinnamon. Put these warming, lovely, supportive herbs into your food during these cold winter months. Add in those supportive immunomodulators that are also adaptogenic herbs. Make it all a part of your lifestyle and your day-to-day. And if there's one thing I can really, really, really say that helps me navigate all of this more than anything, more than anything, more than any of the herbs, get outside, spend some time in nature, give yourself 5 minutes, take a walk if you can, find a way to breathe in fresh air, find a way to look at a leaf or a tree or the bare branches on a tree, and just connect. If the sun's shining, feel those rays. If it's cloudy, feel the mist in the air. Recognize that we are all a big connected piece of beautiful being and beautiful nature. That's it. That's it. For me, there's nothing more healing than being able to do that. So thank you again for tuning into this podcast episode. I wish you much light and love and brightness. A very Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. A Happy Hanukkah if that's what you celebrate. Happy holidays all together. And may this new year bring you strength and love and beauty like you've never seen before. You got this, Mama. We're almost to a new year. Thanks again so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together, we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers.